Welcome to Maryland Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Welcome to Solutions with Marilyn. I'm so glad you're here with me today. We have a wonderful guest for you today, Arlene Arnold, author of Color Cards and Inner Guidance Made Simple Through the Vibration of Color. And she is willing to give the listeners out there, all you listeners, her color card readings. And all you have to do is call in, and she will ask you for a favorite color or a least favorite color, or if you want a mini reading, she'll be glad to tell you more about yourself. So this is a real opportunity today. Don't let it slip by. The phone numbers for Pierce County are 253-584-1480. Pierce County, again, is 253-584-1480. And in King County, toll-free, 253-804-5765. Call in, 253-804-5765 for your free reading today. What an opportunity. I want my listeners to tell the sponsors of those people you hear between the breaks of the show that you've heard them on the air and you'll be glad to use their services, and that's why you're calling them or going to their places of business and using their opportunity to help you. And I want you now to meet Arlene Arnold. She's a teacher, counselor, and writer. In her work, she uses tools she's learned through her own inner growth process. Many of the insights gained in this transformational process are included in her color cards. She was trained as a public school teacher, and Arlene has experience in business leadership and management. In addition, she completed a training program to become a spiritual guide and healing facilitator. Her work is about spiritual transformation. Her other transformational tools are meditation tools made simple, techniques to awaken the spirit within, which includes a book and tapes. She offers workshops, seminars, and newsletters. Her information is available on her website, www.arlenearnold.com. And while I was looking on her webpage, I found a really nice quote from a past editor of New Times, which I'm familiar with them. They did a wonderful article about this radio show a while back. And David Young mentioned that insights has never been this fun. But don't be fooled by the simplicity of this system of self-discovery. The accuracy of the readings and the depth of their truths will astound and inspire you. And Arlene, I want to say that I would like to ditto what he said, because in reading your book and using your cards for the last couple weeks, I have found that there has been a lot of wisdom in your information, and I have really been inspired. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and it's nice to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. How did you become interested in color?
Well, when I was in this training course to become a healing facilitator and spiritual guide, we looked at a lot of different modes of healing, and color was one of them. And as I got into color, I just became fascinated with it. And we had what was, quote-unquote, a final exam in this course, and we were to pick one healing modality. And I happened to pick color. And I worked with a woman on balancing the chakras and working with the color that way, and became fascinated with that. And then at a retreat one time, I was thinking about the color and wondering why no one had ever used it with cards. At least I hadn't found any. And so then I developed one out of construction paper, and the next morning was doing readings for people, and they were going, wow, this is great. So it kind of developed from that.
Well, that's a very interesting story. I took a training class myself a while back in psychic training, and the lady had developed ways to help blind people find color through their vibrations. And
oh,
that was
wonderful.
The first time I ever heard colors had vibrations.
Ah, yeah.
But that was a very helpful thing for the blind.
Yes, yes. And one of the things that I hope we'll talk about today is complementary colors, because one of the things that I've found is the vibrations in complementary colors are very healing, and it's a way for people, a simple way for people to use color.
Well, I agree. In my recovering and working with spirituality in the past many years at this point, I have found colors to be healing as far as even wearing them. in that particular pink blouse that day, or maybe I needed to wear yellow that day or something, and I was referring to some information I had as to what colors were good for my particular sign of Cancer. And I have found that in that case, it was really not 100% accurate, because sometimes I just could feel a different color would be better that day. But it was very helpful to lift my spirits.
Well, I think if people would look around their homes and see what colors they have in their homes, what colors they tend to put around them, it tells a lot about yourself. And sometimes it's really important to become conscious of what that color means, because it can really help you in your spiritual development.
Well, now, when these cards that you put together originally that were construction paper, how did they evolve to these beautiful cards you have now?
Well, I had a close friend who helped me put them together originally, and we actually laminated the construction paper in the beginning and then took the book itself down and had it, took it to, it wasn't Kinko's, but something like that, you know, mm-hmm. and actually put it together ourselves. And so I was selling it originally out of laminated cards that we had made. And the content in the first book didn't even change that much, and I did finally take it and have it printed and actually had the cards done. And that was quite an education, too. If anybody's ever done their own books, and especially cards, it's a very interesting process. Mm-hmm. So that original set, then I started finding that there were new colors that were coming. And I was going to just revise the original set, and when I sat down to do that, it wasn't at all what the original set was. It was much more information, and I realized that this was not just a revision. This was actually a new book and set of cards, so that's how that developed.
So this really has evolved into something very current as far as information and wisdom.
Yes, yes. That's and more great. Colors are coming, so it's interesting.
Oh.
I go to many of the fairs in the area and use my Aura camera so that people can see the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding that those new colors are coming into the auras that I in the pictures as well. So it's very interesting to see how these new vibrations are assisting us in our spiritual process.
That's terrific. What's the most fascinating thing about your working with colors that you've found?
I think it's, to me, I'm always amazed at how much difference it makes when I, because I use the colors myself,
mm-hmm.
and I breathe the colors, the complementary colors, mm-hmm. and that's how I do a lot of my own work. If I find I'm stuck, I find out where I'm stuck, and then I, especially in relation to the chakras and the energy centers in the body. And so when I know that, I begin to breathe the colors myself. And again, I'm astounded at how much vibration can affect us and assist us.
Well, I've come to understand we're an energy field and that we really are vibration. And the higher our vibrations go, that's why people say higher power, the higher the power does become with higher vibrations. And that's where the power is.
Well, one of the interesting things is that when you look at complementary colors, you're going to find that when you work with the chakras in the body, the middle chakra is your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Everything below that is related to the earth, and everything above that is related to the heavens. And when you're doing your complementary colors, there's one connected to the earth and one connected to the heavens.
Oh.
So part of the balance is that we are here to remember that we are both human and divine. And that as we use those colors, we remember that. And then we use the abilities from both parts of ourselves.
Well, you're really creating balance then.
Yes.
Exactly. That is wonderful. You know, there's sometimes people will say, don't get so spiritual that you're not any earthly good. And that would help that solve that problem.
Yes. And that's the other way around. People who get stuck in all the lower chakras forget that they are also a divine being.
Exactly. And I think that's what the spiritual millennium is about, is to bring us into that awareness of our connectedness. And I just really am impressed with the parts of your cards that have really been supportive in doing that. It's, you know, the whole cards, actually, but it's just really terrific.
Thank you.
And I want people to know more about your aura photo. How did you get into being a photographer with auras?
I met a woman in California who actually put the cameras together and spent some time with her and actually went to the fairs with her to see how she used the camera. And it just became really clear to me that it was a wonderful way to help people become more aware of the energy in their field, to become more aware of how vibration does affect them. And one of the things that I teach people is, because people say to me, oh, but I might have, my aura might be all black, you know. And so one of the things that I tell them, which is also in the color cards, is black is a wonderful color. Black is about transformation. And if you take all of the pigments and put them together, you get black. So really, black includes all the colors. It has all the possibilities within it. And so I'm just finding that it doesn't matter what the aura photo comes out as, it is a wonderful tool to point out to people that even if you have a lot of darkness in your aura, it means that you have opportunities to move into some wonderful possibilities for your life. It's just that you have to become aware of that and use the information.
Well, I really appreciate your positive attitude about black, because I do read auras. And in one case, a person did have some very black in his aura, and I was very concerned about his health. And so in talking about that, you like to be as positive about it as possible. Well, people, do call in and ask for your color to be picked of your favorite colors, and let's hear what Arlene has to tell you. The numbers are Pierce County, 253-584-1480, King County, 253-804-5765. Get yourself a free mini reading today, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away for this exciting program today. Thank you. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having an interesting talk today here with Arlene Arnold and her color cards, and she has them ready to help you. So do call in and do find out questions you maybe were afraid to ask somebody else in person, but over the phone it's not going to be a problem, is it? Just call right in and find out what she has to say about your favorite color. Pierce County, 253-584-1480. King County, 253-804-5765. I understand that your set of color cards includes some new colors that are important at this time. What can you tell us about these colors?
The two colors that are especially up for us right now are magenta and lime green. And if you notice, there's a lot of clothes now that are coming out, especially in lime green. And if you notice cars, it's interesting because cars are coming out with the new colors. They aren't in this set of color cards, but, well, the gold and the silver are. And they're really special gold and silver colors that you'll see in cars, for instance. And they have much more light in them than what we had originally thought of as in gold and silver. So.
Interesting. Well, we have a caller.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go to line one. Good morning.
Hi.
Who do we have today?
My name is Cheryl Dorsey.
Your first name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Glad to have you, Cheryl.
Thank you. You
have a question for Arlene, or do you want her to pick some cards for you?
I was interested in what my favorite color tells about me. Actually, I have two, and I'm pretty split between the two.
All right. What colors are those?
Blue and green.
Very good.
Blue and gray, was it?
Green.
Green. Blue and green. Okay. And what shade of blue? Is it like just a regular blue, a light blue, a turquoise?
Probably more like a blue that you would see in the sky or in the ocean.
Okay.
Many shades of green.
And many shades of green. Okay.
Pretty much all of them.
Okay. Well, one of the things in blue is it's the throat chakra, and it has to do with bringing things into form. And by that, I mean it's where we begin to use our creativity. And it can be, you can bring things into form through words. You can bring things into form through writing, through art.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the lighter color of blue has more of a softness to it. It has more light in it. So it probably means that part of what you're doing is really being drawn to work more with your divine side of yourself as well.
With my what? I'm sorry.
The divine side of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
spirituality.
Uh-huh. And so one of the things that you might want to think about is as you use your creativity, really tune into what does that mean to you on the highest possible level within you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the green is the heart chakra, and green can mean a lot of things. One of them is it's about integrating. That's kind of what I'm picking up from you,
mm-hmm.
is that there have probably been a lot of things that have happened into your life, and part of what you're trying to do is figure out how to put all that information together.
Yes, I'm in a very big transition period in my life, basically leaving the old life behind and starting a new one, rebuilding.
Well, one of the things that you want to keep in mind that the best place to do that integrating is through the heart. So green is a wonderful color to have around you. Now, I'm going to tell you the complementary colors of these two colors because you want to use them together.
Okay.
That's going to give you a wonderful balance in your life. The green, the complementary, if it's a Christmas green, use a Christmas red with it.
Okay. I've been adding some red into my home with the green.
That's a really nice balance. And remember, the red is the first chakra, so it has a lot of the energy that gets things going. So as you move into this new life, as you go through your transformation, one of the things that you want to do is to bring a new energy to that. And the red can bring that energy in to help you create whatever it is that you want to create in this life.
It's kind of interesting to me that I didn't, you know that about the color red, but I thought it was fun to bring it into my home.
Uh-huh, that's great. Now, the complement for the blue is an orange. Now, my sense is that orange might be one that you haven't liked in the past. Is that true?
I picked up on that.
It isn't what I probably would have chosen too often, but I have just kind of in general been trying to bring some color into my home.
Well,
and
orange,
I actually have been adding a few little bits of the orange along with the, you know, different shades of red.
The orange, it has to do with being open to feeling things through every sense in your body. And in order to do that, we have to clear up a lot of the emotional baggage. So my suspicion is that's what your transformation's been about.
A lot of it, yes.
Okay, so that's why, I mean, color really assists us in that process. So as you use the blue and the orange together, what you're doing is you're working from that part of the body that's opening up to really being present, and you're also then accessing that part of you that's really your divine aspect that is wanting to bring something into form to create something, and that's going to feel really good to you.
This is just amazing. I mean, you're hitting everything just right on the head, you know, the proverbial nail head. I'm just really encouraged.
She's good, isn't she?
Yes, very.
Well, one of the things, Cheryl, that you want to do is to continue to bring those colors into your life, and also when you sit in quietness, just take the two colors and breathe them in and out. So in other words, try breathing in more orange because that's what you've had less of. And then breathe.
By visualizing it as you're breathing.
Yeah, and I sometimes just say the words.
Okay.
Blue and orange, you know, as I'm breathing. It's just
okay.
A matter of focusing on it, and automatically we go to that vibration.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're doing
a
great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Call
Bye-bye.
Again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we're so glad that someone called in, and I did want to remind my listeners, Arlene, that Dr. Reverend Rodney Romney left some wonderful books with me called Wilderness Spirituality, and they're still available. They are selling, and the proceeds do go to support this program. $25 a book is a small purchase for that wisdom that he has on your spiritual journey. You include it with your knowledge of what you're learning. And if you choose to ensure to have this show on the air, with the contribution is very much appreciated, or you can make another kind of contribution to me by calling 253-845-4907 or emailing me at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com. And you can then suggest a topic or guest you'd like on this show, too. So if you're interested in wilderness spirituality, you can contact me over the emails, maybe the easiest, Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com, and get your book, and you'll also be supporting the show. Arlene, what would happen What can you tell me about, you were talking about these new colors.
Yeah, I didn't finish talking about magenta and lime green. I'd like to talk about
those. I wanted to hear about that. Yeah. Because the other morning before I picked up your cards, I found, this is just really strange, I put on lime green sweater and slacks, and I had to run somewhere, and I put on a magenta jacket, fleecy jacket, and I came home with your cards that afternoon, and those were the cards I pulled out, and I thought, now this is strange. So tell us about those colors.
Well, those colors I'm finding are coming up a lot, and part of that is because there are many of us who are being called to become very conscious of why we have come into this life, what our purpose is. And lime green is a color that says that we have been called to be spiritual leaders. Mm-hmm. Now, a spiritual leader doesn't mean that it's somebody who necessarily stands up in front of a group or does anything like that. Spiritual leader is more just saying, what is the piece, the part that I said that I would do in this lifetime? And getting really conscious about that and moving into that. Now, notice that in lime green, you've got yellow and you've got green. Okay, so green is your heart color, and there's also white in there. And so it's the heart color of leadership, and the yellow has to do with being empowered. And empowered means that you feel really comfortable as a human being with the abilities that you've come in with. So you're combining a real sense of coming from the heart with a real sense of being comfortable with who you are as a human being, and then combining that with white, which really is the aspect of unconditional love that comes from spirit. And so when you bring those together, think of that. I mean, a leader would be wonderful if they were coming from the heart, from their own sense of being comfortable with themselves and really aware of spirit within how they were operating. And then the magenta has to do with compassion. Magenta is really the color of archangels.
Ooh.
It's the color of that kind of compassion that says, I don't have to save you. I'm just here to be with you, alongside you, to remind you of who you really are, and to confirm for you who you are. And not do it for you. That's the lesson in magenta. A lot of us come in with a lot of compassion, but we think we have to save the world. And in the process, we make people dependent on us. And that's not helpful to them or us. So magenta is about saying, okay, I can be a compassionate person here, and I don't have to make anything happen. I don't have to change anybody. but I can be here with love for the people around me.
I'm so glad that you talked about archangels. Next week, Robert Grant will be here talking about, are we listening to the angels? I just finished reading his book again this morning to get ready for next week's program. And so he's going to be talking about archangels next week. So if you're interested in that part of what Arlene's saying, tune in again. And you'll just, she's right on top of what's going on around here. That's for sure. And what can you tell us about, now you have two sets of cards with you, a larger deck and a smaller deck. Why is that?
The smaller deck is one that you can stick in your pocket. And I like carrying them around because sometimes something happens and you're going, okay, what was that about? And when you pick a card, the little cards, one side of it is the lesson of the color and the other side is the strength of the color. And in the middle, it tells you what the complementary color is. So depending on how you pull the card out, it tells you you're dealing with a lesson or a strength. Well, sometimes we think that something's going on and we're thinking that it's all lessons, but sometimes it's just a matter of knowing that you have a strength within you that you're not consciously claiming. And that's part of our process as well, is to know that we have certain strengths that we can bring forward in our lives. And I was thinking of an example of this that I thought might be helpful to your listeners. Imagine that you were sitting at work someday and you had a boss that came in and really unloaded on you. And so you took the little color cards out, and let's say the color you picked was brown, and it was the lesson in brown, and you picked that card for your boss asking what's going on with this boss. Well, that card says that it's important to work with your self-esteem. It has to do with owning your worth. So what you might focus on at that moment is that your boss is having trouble owning his or her worth at that moment. That helps you to focus on how you can be in relation to that person. Then let's say that you picked a card for yourself in that situation, and maybe it was the lesson in yellow. What has to do with you allowing yourself to be empowered. And so then you have to look at, in what way am I giving away my power? You know, what happens to me in this situation with this person when he or she becomes very angry? And that helps us to learn. And then what I encourage people to do is to go home in the evening then and get out the bigger set of color cards, go into the book, and it takes you into a lot more detail, and there are exercises in there to work with the lessons. So the person can actually, at the moment, be guided to think about certain things and then still go home and really go into detail about what that means.
That makes a pretty full program mm-hmm. for someone to keep on their P's and Q's. So the old fashioned word for saying, stay aware.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're just learning so much here today. And I want everybody to be sure and call in. You have the opportunity to talk with Arlene today at 253-584-1480, 253-804-5765 in King County. And we will be returning, but be sure and let the people who are advertising in this coming break know that you've heard them and that you are enjoying listening to this program. Don't go away. We're going to ask her more about colors, and she might even give me a reading. So if you want to know more about me, stay tuned. Bye-bye. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. This is an exciting day. We have another person calling in, and she has an invitation for everybody. So let's hear what Mildred has to say.
Yes.
Welcome, Mildred. We're so glad you called.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing really great on this show. I hope you've been listening.
I have.
Really good. Well, I know you have some wonderful information to share with everybody. Would you like to share what's going on with you?
Yes, we're having at Roosevelt Heights, Church of God in Christ, we're presenting our fourth annual women's conference, and everyone's welcome this year. We have a number of seminars. Our theme, of course, this year is renewing and changing your mind. It'll change your life. And it's going to be located at 9201 Pacific Avenue in Tacoma. The times, it starts on Friday at 7 p.m., on Saturday, 10 to 2, and on Sunday, it culminates at 5 o'clock.
Well, that sounds like it'd be a wonderful activity for the weekend.
It is. Bring the family, I'm sure. We can learn something about how to get this mind going in the right direction in order to get the kind of results we are wanting out of life.
Exactly. Do you want to share with people how much it is so they're prepared?
Okay, the cost is $12.50 donation. In advance, of course, by now, if you don't have your ticket, you can come on and pay at the door. That will be $15.
Okay, and if they need some more information from you, Mildred, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact us is at 253-627-1615. That's 627-1615. We're right here in Tacoma. So we're expecting a great turnout. We are offering a wonderful luncheon on Saturday. So if you miss any, we don't want you to miss any days, but if you miss any, please don't miss Saturday.
Well, that's good advice.
Yes.
Hope they can make it all.
I do, and we just have some great things. We have praise dancers, a teen group. They are just awesome. We have also worship and praise team. So we're just excited about what God is doing in our midst, and we hope you will come and join us.
Well, thanks for calling, Mildred. We appreciate the invitation.
And thank you, Marilyn.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, great. We're glad to have everyone calling in today. Don't be left out. You have a chance to have a reading if you still want one. There is more time. I want everyone to know if they're trying to reach me for counseling, classes, readings, past life regression, or to talk to someone passed over. You can call me at 253-845-4907 or email me at Marilyn
at angelicasgifts.com. I'm always glad to help you. And if you want some counseling over the email or readings or whatever, just contact me and I'll work it out. Now, Arlene, are you brave enough to try to give me a reading today?
Of course. Okay, so we're going to do one that I do quite often, and you're going to pick five cards here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You're going to really find out about me.
Okay. And one of them, yeah, go ahead and pick them, and then I'll show you where to put them here. And one of the reasons for the five cards is because what this is going to do is see what's happening in a number of areas in Marilyn's life, so... we're going to get a good picture here, Marilyn.
Oh, right. You people are going to find out more about me than I know.
So now we're going to do this in such a way that the top of the card that you see from your side here is what we're reading. And you're going to put one here in the middle.
Okay, the top of the card.
Yeah, that's right. That way. And then one underneath and one above and then one on each side.
Underneath. Up above.
And then one on each side.
Oh, my. Oh, there's that card I haven't
we were talking about
liked
black.
About
yeah.
in the past.
But look at that. It came up as a strength.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Right?
So that means that you've come through a lot of transformation.
This morning I had a real blessing, yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is look at the card that's in the center. This is really really the heart center. It's the heart of us. And what it's saying is that Marilyn has a lesson in the color pink. Now, there are lots of us that are going through this lesson in the color pink because it's about taking care of yourself. We tend to push ourselves too hard. We tend to overtire ourselves. Okay, so Marilyn, in the center of her, is being asked to pay better attention to her body and take a little more careful time out, maybe sit in that bubble bath sometimes, get a massage, you know, whatever it is that really feeds you in that direction. Now, one of the things I like to do is take another card, put it over the top of this one, and it kind of tells me how you can get to a strength in that center.
Oh.
Okay, so now it says... There's the lesson in magenta, which is the one we were talking about a few minutes ago, and that says that sometimes Marilyn may take on kind of the problems of the world, and maybe that's partly why she gets a little tired. So the lesson here is to release the burdens of the world and remember what she already knows, which is that she doesn't need to take it on herself.
I'm learning.
And then there's a lesson. She's got some interesting things going on in the heart center because now there's a lesson in green, which says that there may be some additional healing to go on in the heart. So that's just kind of, you know, you can pay attention to that and see where that takes you. Now we got the lesson in gold, and gold to me is about making choices that are at the very core of who we are. So there's some choices you might want to look at in the heart center. And then violet comes up, which means look at those in terms of the biggest picture you can think of. Look at them in a universal way. How can I make the choices in my life from a universal perspective?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings you into the strength in silver, which has to do with learning how to really hold your essence wherever you are in whatever circumstance you're in.
That's the lesson I've been going through this last week.
So there's a lot of information that's going to be coming to you, a lot of experiences that will help you come to that place of more and more being able to hold that essence. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter where you are. You'll be able to be exactly who you are.
Oh, I'm learning to do that. I'm growing into it.
Now, the card that's below that is one that I think of as in the here and now, kind of the present moment. And it's the strength in the magenta. So not only are you learning some lessons from the magenta, and it feels to me like they're more about taking on what's going on in a universal way, that's the lesson in magenta for you. But on a personal level, in your day-to-day life, you've really learned how to be compassionate without taking other people's troubles on. So I'm sure that that's been something that you've worked on for some time.
It has been a challenge.
Now, in the above the heart center, the card is green, and it's the strength of green. And I see that as our connection to spirit. And it says that you have a very integrated connection to spirit.
Thank you.
Yes, and a very growing connection.
Oh, I
appreciate that.
Now, the way I do these, because I use these readings along with the aura photos, I look at this as that which is, as you see as the right side, is actually the left, because it's as if the photo was sitting in front of you. Okay, so on the side that I would consider the left side or the female side, you have the lesson in violet. And it says, transcend your difficulties. Well, one of the things that happens for us sometimes is we get too focused. And so in the violet, it's saying, just open up a little bit more, see things from a little bit bigger picture, and that's going to help the female side of you. And then the next card that comes up is the strength in gold. So it just means that it's just a little bit of a shift in your perspective will take you into the solidness in gold. And the solidness in gold is really that energy that comes from the divine that feels like it really helps you feel solid in your life.
Mm-hmm. I like that feeling.
And then on the right side, which is the male side, it's more of the doing side of us. The female's more of the being side. On the doing side, you are in the strength of black. And the strength of black is that you are very focused, you are open to all the possibilities, you really overcome a lot of fear. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I have. I really have.
And what I find in these readings is a lot of times as soon as the person becomes conscious of what the process is, something shifts inside of us. So just hearing or just reading things out of the book shift us as we go along.
I found that in reading your book. I thought it was pretty profound.
Well, good. Well, and then what people can do when they do a reading is they can leave it out and read parts of it so that you don't try to overwhelm yourself, but just read parts of it. I have with the book and the cards that don't have any writing on them, I have the same layout. And so you could spend, you know, a week reading all the different parts and working with that particular layout. Or you can do something as simple as just pick one card and focus on that card.
Which in our fast daily pace today would work out really well.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, she brought with some other real wonderful tools. Thank you, Arlene.
You're welcome.
That was very helpful. She brought a new CD she has called Crystal in the Heart, Awakening the Light Grid. What do you mean by the light grid?
Well, over the past 4 or 5 years, I have been led I do a lot of visualizations with the groups that I work with, mm-hmm. and I had been led to go deeper and deeper into the heart, and maybe many of our listeners here have experienced finding that light deep in the heart. And as I went deeper, it looked like a crystal. Mm-hmm. It's like it had light bouncing back and forth within it. And what I began to realize is when I connect to that crystal deep within me, it's like connecting to who I am as a multidimensional being, meaning that there's a lot more to me than what I know of myself in this human position that I'm in right now. And so when I connect through the crystal in the heart, or when I help other people connect there, they remember more who they are in that larger picture. And then I have them connect into the center of the earth where there is also a crystal,
right.
And into the center of the heavens, or into what might be called the central sun, and there's a crystal there. So when we get those connections going, we feel light moving through us like never before. And then as I worked with this, I began to see that the crystal in the earth would get brighter and brighter, and pretty soon I would see strands of light going out from that, connecting to those of us who are on the earth. And then I could see strands of light going from each of us, from heart crystal to heart crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the grid of light. And many people have described it in different ways, but on April 13th was a point at which around the world people became conscious of bringing this light grid into our consciousness, because it's kind of like I've been working on it in what I call the inner planes, but this is bringing it into a consciousness where we work on it on a daily basis. And one of the things I like to tell people is that when we get to the place where we can connect with another person crystal to crystal, we have the best kind of relationship. It's when we get hooked by between chakras, where there are like cords between us, we end up being either taking energy from somebody or letting them take energy from us. But when you're connected from the crystal on the heart to the crystal on the heart, it's simply reminding you we are all one.
Well, this is really powerful, Arlene. We have to take a break here, but we don't want to miss a minute that you have yet to share with us. It's just you have more tools and things you've brought. So stay tuned and find out about more things that you can get from Arlene, and we'll be back in just a few moments. To Solutions with Marilyn. We have Arlene Arnold here today. We're just having a great time, and thank you for calling in, people. If you still have a few moments, if you want a quick reading or want to find out more about your favorite or less favorite color. And Arlene has been sharing with us her tools. I happen to have a few myself. She mentioned empowerment. If you're interested in my videotape on empowerment or domestic violence, you can email me at Marilyn@AngelicusGifts.com. I also have my spiritual journey. My book is available, Roses Have Thorns, at Crystal Voyage or through me or Amazon.com. So if you are interested in a CD or tape of these programs, they are available also for your purchase at only $5. So if there's a program you missed and you said, oh, I forgot to tune in, which my friend yesterday said, oh, she says, I get out there gardening and I forget. So she's interested in getting some tapes, that's things that she's missed. So do contact me for anything you're interested in. We have another caller, so we're so glad to have them here. Who do we have today?
This is Carol.
Carol, so glad you called in.
I was wondering about my colors.
All right.
I like blue, which is like denim blue,
mm-hmm.
and black.
Blue and black.
That's about the only colors I ever wear.
Now, is that like an indigo, Arlene?
No, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's a blue that has kind of some brown in it, so it's more like a grounded blue. Is that correct? A denim blue, you said?
Denim, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm getting from that is that it's more of a blue that keeps you very present in your life. Are you a person that enjoys being out of doors, for instance?
Yes.
Okay, so the kind of blue that you're working with there is what I call a grounded blue. It means that it's very connected to the earth. So when you're working with that blue, whatever you do in terms of your creativity, the things that you're bringing into form have something to do with the earth. So are you doing some things that that might be like working? It might be like bringing things into form in terms of a garden or in terms of if you're doing artwork, it would be scenes of the earth or that kind of thing. Or it might be with animals. Is that any of that connected for you?
Well, I do like to work outside in the garden and try to keep things nice there.
Okay. Well, the blue will be connected to that for you. But what I'm feeling is, because a lot of times when I do this, I kind of just connect it with what I feel also. It feels like there might be something more to that. So you might want to might be open to the fact that there might be something more that you're to bring into form that has to do with the earth.
Okay.
And then the black, the black means that, and that's a color that you really like, so usually that's a strength. So it means that you probably are open to a lot of possibilities, that there are a lot of colors that really are possibilities for you. You may not wear them all, but are you open to a lot of things in your life?
Yes.
Okay. So
I like to learn new things all the time.
Okay. And that's part of it, because the black then contains all of that within it. It also means that you can be very focused about what you do. Now, one of the things you want to do with the black is also work with white, because white is all the colors in light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to mean that you have a balance in your life if you bring in the white along with that, because the black is more about being here in human form, and the white is more about connecting to what it is that we understand as the divine part of us.
Okay.
And on the blue, again, work with the orange, but in this case, use it with has more of a burnt orange kind of color to it.
Okay. I heard you tell the other caller about breathing in, and when you're breathing in and out, be thinking of your colors.
Right.
And that will help you.
What that is, it's very interesting. I had a woman who whose father was a photographer, and he said the thing that you have in complementary colors is that when you see a color, what you're doing is you're seeing the part of the rainbow that's being reflected back to you,
mm-hmm.
and the other part you're not seeing. So she said in complementary colors, what you get is really all of the colors, because one of the complements has part of the color and the other complement has the other part of the color. So one of the reasons that it's so helpful is that it actually brings all the vibrations to you when you're using the complementary colors. And what we're after is to bring that kind of wholeness, that kind of integration into us.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll give it a try.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Arlene, that was exciting.
Yeah.
And we want to find out more about where you, I know you're going to be in Bellevue at the end of the month.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue on every Saturday at the end of the month, not every Saturday, but the last Saturday of the month in Bellevue, and it's behind the Crossroads Mall at the Crossroads Community Center in Bellevue. And there's a wonderful little fair there and lots of interesting things to do. I do aura photos and color card readings there, and then there are a lot of other interesting things to do as well.
And what other events and programs do you have coming up?
Well, one of the things that I encourage people to consider is I do workshops from my home on Anderson Island, and I have one coming up June 8th and 9th about balancing the masculine and feminine. And I believe that part of becoming whole is learning that we have masculine and feminine energies within us. And that part of the balance is understanding that we're human and divine, but the other part of the balance is remembering that we're both masculine and feminine.
Right.
And many of us have emphasized one part of us more than the other, and now it's time to bring that into a wholeness.
I really support that. I think that you ought to get to her program and find out more about it.
So, and I can be reached either through email or I have a website that's probably easiest for you to go to get all the information. It's just ArleneArnold.com, and you can reach me by email at Arlene@ArleneArnold.com.
You are easy to reach.
Yes.
I found that out. I'm just so glad that you're here today and sharing with us all these tools that you have. We wanted to go back 1 minute to the CD we were talking
about.
I
wanted to say that Dawn April Williams did the music for the CD, and it's all music that came through her specifically for this CD, so I'm very grateful to her for that. And the CD is $15, and it's available if you get in touch with me.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be eager to have that information and that CD and their availability to use just as often as you need. And she also brought something called Meditation Tools Made Simple, Techniques to Awaken the Spirit Within. And it's a book with tapes. And do you want to just we have a short amount of time here. Can you quickly tell us what that's about?
Yes, it's meant to help take you more into hearing your own inner voice, because I believe the voice of wisdom that is within us is our real connection to spirit. And the first, the meditation on it teaches you how to relax. The second one teaches you how to connect with the heavens and the earth. The third one teaches you how to meet that part of you that's the inner voice. And the fourth one teaches you a very important tool that works with what I call the protector, which is one of the ways that we get stuck. So it's a simple process, but it's one that can teach you some real important tools.
Now, if they're interested in getting this from you, Arlene, how much does it cost?
That one is $23.95.
But it has a lot of things in it.
It has four meditations in the book, so.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. So you are easy to get hold of at Arlene.com, right? ArleneArnold.com.
Right.
And so be sure and check out her webpage. I found it to be full of wonderful things. What else did you want to share with us today that we haven't talked about?
Well, I do have the original color cards as well, and the reason I mention them is because sometimes people who are new to color are a little bit like want something very simple. And the first set is a very simple process. There are 14 colors in that one, and it's a good way to start. So that's a possibility for some people. When you go with the larger set of color cards, that takes you into a deep transformational process. And for those that are ready for that, that's a great way to go.
Well, I was just fortunate, I guess. There's no coincidences, but I was looking through an herb store one day where I was selling my spiritual art and happened to find Arlene's cards there. And this is over a year ago, and I didn't know who Arlene was. I didn't even know she was a local person, and I picked them up, brought them home, and tried them out, put them aside, and then I heard some more about her, pulled them out and gave her a call, and I said, are you interested to come on our program? We're so glad you did, Arlene.
Oh, I'm glad, too. This has been a great opportunity.
And I want everybody to remember that next week Robert Grant is going to be here talking about his book, Are We Listening to the Angels? And be sure and not miss that particular program. And I want everyone to know that if you are listening, to let the people that have sponsored this show know that you have heard their messages on this program. And you can reach me for counseling, classes, readings, past life regression, or talk to someone passed over. If you're interested in my videos or books, give me a call at 253-845-4907 or email me at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at Angelica's Gifts, one word, ANGELICASGIFTS.com. And we want you to know that Arlene was came from just nearby here in Tacoma at Anderson Island, so she was a local person today to have. We just had a great time. We've thoroughly enjoyed this hour, Arlene. It's just flown by. And it's been enlightening and captivating, and I want to thank you for your time and talents.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I'm really glad to have been here.
And please, people, remember, also, Wilderness Spirituality is available through me. And if you have a party and want some readings done, you can also call me for that. So do call, or be sure and listen next Wednesday at noon on KLAY. You can also sponsor this program by calling me or the station. And hope to have a great day. The sun is out. Go enjoy and see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Marilyn Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Marilyn Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.